Hello my lovelies, I'm Jay Aquininsight and welcome to Aries season. These are going to be your Aries season messages. Now, as I've started to do the last few seasons, I do have a quote from an Aries native, Robert Downey Jr. His birthday's on the 4th of April, I think. And the quote that I have from him this season is, "I think that we all do heroic things, but hero is not a noun, it's a verb." Now, a lot of these quotes that I pick a month in advance. I think this one I picked maybe Capricorn Aquarius season, I don't remember. But having done the Aries season as I record this intro, that is very applicable. You will see it in the Aries reading. There's two things I want to cover in this very, very quick intro. Firstly, if you're watching this at the beginning of Aries season, please know that I opened my calendar for 9 days. This was requested. This was not something that I expected to do. I did record a short video just explaining this. Hopefully you've seen that by now, but it's only open for 9 days in between the two eclipses. So I think the first date is the 26th of March until the 5th of April. So I've opened those 9 days. It is. Two of the days are already fully booked. So you can book with me. There'll be details in the description of how you can do that. Now, secondly, I want to explain about the oracle cards. The first card that I pull, which is from a series of oracle decks called the Seasons of the Witch. This one is the Imbolc Oracle, and it's, I think I've explained about this on Discord as well. It's not the kind of deck that I'm usually drawn to. If you know me, if you see the decks that I use, there's a number of reasons for it. It's not the deck I'm drawn to. So this was a very significant deck, the way that it came into my life. And the reason I'm using it is, even though we've come out of Imbolc now, we are entering Ostara, I think it's the 21st of March, or it's basically the equinox, right? The spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. A new season starts. But I wanted to pull this to show this is what we're bringing into this season. Now, the second card that I pull is from the Sacred Destiny Oracle, and that's the North Node is in Aries. So there's a lot around Sacred Destinies and stuff that are coming up. And then the final card, as I always do for fire seasons, is an animal spirit card. And this is the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit. I'm very excited for this season. Hopefully by the time you are watching this, I will have recorded and posted the Aries season cheat sheet, as I did for Pisces season. There'll be links to everything in the description, how to book, where you can find the Aries cheat sheet. All of that will be there, or check out my website. I do update my website with everything. I think that's about all that I have to share in this intro. I want to say I love you guys very much. Settle in. Let's get on with the reading. Hello, Leo. Okay, so let's have a look at this reading. Right. What do I want to begin with? First and foremost, those of you that are wondering, that was the gazelle and panther that flew out, but they were face down. Turtle was face up. So that's why I didn't take them the way they came out. They went flying off in the corner. Turtle was your card, but I thought someone's going to ask what they were, and I did have a look. Panther and gazelle. Now, the reason I didn't feel that they were part of this reading, because I think they speak to that garlic card that you can see that sat there, right? The first oracle card that comes out. So I want to say this. What am I getting from this reading as I look at it? I think you started off Pisces season strong. I think you started off ready to do whatever it was going to take to get it done, like what it is that you want to do, what you want to do, or what you've got planned. I don't think it was that simple. I think you ran into some obstacles. I think, and I don't mean, well, maybe you perceive them outside of yourself, but remember, anything outside of us is a reflection of what's in us. So it makes no difference. Outside, inside, same difference. And as Pisces is your eighth house, that runs extra true for you. So it may be an I'm going to say this to you guys, right? That, and you probably heard me say this plenty of times. It's more, you got Saturn in your eighth. I was born with Saturn in my eighth. I know what that's like, right? There's a lot around this, around boundaries, right? But take it from me, and this is something that I've been fucking crowing about for years. Not that it feels like anyone ever listens, but hey, that's an inside outside story that I have, right? Which is boundaries. Number one misconception of boundaries is that they are police what other people do. right? They're not. It's for us. It's so that we're safe to be who we are, right, in ourselves. But it's not other people and situations don't allow us to do that. We're not looking for permission. We're not looking for others to make it easy for us to be who we are. It's a commitment that we make to ourselves. That's what a boundary is. It's saying that, you know, so if someone does something, we tell them that I don't like that, or I'm not going to do that, or that's not who I am. But it doesn't mean we change their behavior. And I've said this plenty of times to people. And when I say I'm not enjoying that, this is not who I am, or I don't appreciate it. And I always make it clear that I'm not expecting you to change your behavior. But just know that if you continue to shout like that, don't be surprised if this is the reaction, that I'm not going to be grateful, or, you know, I'm not going to be very impressed. So it's basically an I am statement, this eerie season that we're in now. Number one, there is that. Secondly, there comes a time in our lives that the boundaries are there to allow us to be more of who we are, where the boundaries that we have in place, they become restrictive. They, in and of themselves, they become a prison for us. And I say that with this bloody Ten of Swords sat there, underlying energy. And you know this. I think you know this. There might be practices that you have in place. There might be things that you've realized that, oh God, I started off Pisces season all like hot and ready to get stuff done, and it hasn't gone that way. Now let's begin. Why am I saying that? Well, you have got courage coming up in the direction that you're going. So there is that. But you're coming in with garlic energy. And what it says on garlic, it's funny. When I saw this card, a little side note, my dad loves garlic. He's a Leo, right? He loves garlic. As in, he's looked into, there's a garlic festival that happens in California somewhere that he'd like to go to. And he wants like garlic ice cream and stuff. This man loves garlic. So I did kind of have a little chuckle when this card came out. But anyway, this is what it says. It is unwise to walk beyond the boundaries you have yet to expand on. Protection among all else. Now, I've got a feeling, I haven't actually read what it says. This is one of those cards, the reason that I don't pick decks like this. But hey, we're going to work with it. We're going to see what comes up. Maybe it'll speak to you. And maybe it would help if I had my bloody glasses on so I could read. All right. Pulling the garlic card suggests there are people, this immediately, there are people who are working against you, or perhaps that is your perception of your situation. I love it. So, okay, I'm good with this. I like the way that was worded. So there are people who are working against you, or perhaps that is your perception of your situation. There is likely resistance from others, but it may not be as bad as you might think. Whatever you are facing, receiving this card means you are more than capable of defending yourself against any attack you may face. You have what you have because of your hard work and dedication. And there is no one in your current orbit who has the power to take that from you. Any negativity you are experiencing is the result of someone whose own emotional traumas are being triggered, which is all about them and not you. It may be unfortunate for them, but you are not required to entertain such behavior when it is hurtful to you. Amen to that. In the rare case this card falls from the deck and lands in a reverse, well, it didn't, but anyway, it is a sign that you are being unjustifiably defensive when there is no threat at all. Quite the opposite. The other people involved genuinely have good intentions. You may wish to examine your own emotional triggers to see if past experiences are negatively influencing your grasp on the situation you have inquired about. So there we go, right? So our role, what's going on around us, boundaries, other people, all sorts of lovely, delicious stuff comes up there. You're coming in with that. So what's the stories that you tell yourself about other people? I mean, a lot of people know this about me. People in my family know this about me. I do not like conversations about people. And you know, first of all, it's gossip. When we're talking about the people, that's gossip. And it's fruit. I don't understand that. Like, it doesn't interest me in the least bit. But also when it's like, you know, and then he did this to me, and then she did this to me, and then they did this. Can you believe that, right? Which is all surface level stuff. It's all surface level stuff. Usually that speaks to a lack of boundaries, or, you know, whatever it is. We're not talking about the thing, which is, why did it upset you? Why is that reaction coming? And you may not know, right? I don't mind a bit of filler, but I'm very, very much going in the opposite direction of this because I think we lose sight. We can't see the wood for the trees when we get caught up in what other people are doing. Because you can have 200, 300, 400, 500, 600 different, you know, people all experiencing the exact same thing. They will have a different story. So saying that, you know, and most of the time I know why we do it. We do it because if we've experienced something, it comes from insecurity. So say, for example, I put a video out there and I used to do this. This is why I don't like it, because I've recognized it in myself. So, you know, I'm not some kind of, what's the thing I'm trying to like say, some kind of beacon of, you know, purity and goodness and whatever. I'm as guilty as anyone else of doing this, but I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't, it's not something that I engage in because it defeats the purpose. It prolongs the agony in a lot of ways. But say I came on here and I was like, guys, can you imagine in the last Leo reading, someone wrote some really shitty comment or whatever, right? Now, why would I say that? What have I told you about that? Nothing. I've told you absolutely nothing about me. Well, the fact that I'm talking about it means that it's a problem for me. But I have to be clear to you that, you know, guys, I don't know if I want to do Leo readings anymore, like something like that, right? Then it's like, why, Jay? And even if I said then somebody left me a shitty comment, I'm like, why? Like, why would that lead you to that conclusion? Like, see, none of that tells you about yourself. So that's the important thing to remember, that we always, we can spend a lot of time doing that, talking about different things. And the other thing I want to say about this, like, you know, about your life and who you are, and take it from someone who's been in the public eye, you know, whatever the size of my audience, for a long time, like living out loud. One of the reasons that I used to have rule number one, like, don't tell me what to do, is Even if you are a content creator, even if you are a tarot reader, and trust me, most tarot readers who read, who do this, they don't go around telling each other shit because they know about it, right? So usually it's people that don't do this. It's very fucking easy from the audience to shout out that, you know, you need to do more of this or you need to do more of that. It's easy to do that because you're not actually engaged in it. And someone did ask me once on Discord, they asked me like how I felt about my interaction with viewers and how people relate to me. And the thing that I said was that, you know, it's whenever anyone takes time to message you, right, whatever it is that people message me, first of all, I'm grateful for that. Like, somebody took time out of their day. Like, time, I don't take time lightly. Time is my love language, so I don't take time lightly. And when someone does that, that is profound. It doesn't matter what they share, but they took time out. Then I was asked about like compliments and stuff. And I said, well, first of all, you know, like I said, the outside, whatever, I only can be whatever, you know, you reflect from yourself into me. So there is that. But if someone does what I do, like say a colleague of mine or someone who does what I do, then they, them saying something to me like, oh my God, like, you know, the way that you read or do whatever, that it means, and that doesn't mean more, but it means something different. Because they actually know what I go through, right? Do you see what I mean? They don't know exactly. They've got their own relationship with their channel, with their viewers, with their readings or whatever. Again, we always project, but they have a little bit of a better idea of what I do. Now, I share that with you to say that if someone's speaking on anything that you're doing, anything, whether it's even me in this reading, right? I don't know you. This is a general reading. I'm speaking to the energy of Leo. But if you've got, I don't know, like maybe I'm trying to think of my own life. When I had health issues and somebody's like, oh yeah, you need to do that. It would take courage to do different things, right? It might take courage to go out the house because I know that if I catch even a cold or a flu at one time in my life, it would set me back. It might take me years to recover from that, from the hit that my body would take and the symptoms that would come up, right? So we don't actually know. Right. You know, we don't actually, this is a theme that keeps coming up, but we don't actually know that much about each other. We might think that we know, but we don't. And it's not what we do, it's what it takes to do it. So remember that with courage coming up there. You don't need to manage what people say and do to you. Everyone is always telling you about themselves. They're always telling you about themselves. Every statement is an I statement. But we must be aware of our own I statements as well. The more aware we are of our own I statements, we speak from a place of literal I statements, the more we encourage that in others. You know, we become an example of that. You're Leo. That's your whole thing, to be an example of this. Right, let's have a look at courage. So we're coming in with this. Do you see what I mean? So what happened around that? Did someone like scupper the plans? Did someone get involved? Or sometimes we can make it about other people. You got Three of Cups here. But let's look at courage. I love this card. Look how beautiful it is. I'm not kind of beachy kind of person, but this, yes, I can get on board with this. Rocky seashore. The waves crash again and again on the rugged, rocky shore. And yet these ancient rocks face each storm with strength and fortitude. They are strong beyond measure. When the waves are gentle, they stand strong. And when the great storms arrive, they remain strong. They never falter. This card signifies that an enduring, everlasting, passionate courage in the depth of your being is arising. There is nothing that you can't confront and face. You are a warrior of the light. I mean, that's pretty much Sun in Aries, right? And Sun is your ruler. So there we go. Sacred Landscape wants you to know. Step forward, throw your shoulders back, and stand up for yourself with passion. And this is something I say to Leahs often. If you do it with passion, right, that's your gift. Share your passion with the world. Share what brings you to life with the world. Otherwise, you're not sharing your light. You're sharing what you're throwing a shadow on, right? What, where you're causing shadows. It's totally two different things. Shadows don't illuminate things. They shroud them. And yet we have to be aware of it. And we always throw, there are shadows that always come from us. That's always going to be the case, right? The brighter the light, the longer the shadows are. But let's have a look. Or the darker the shadows. That's what I'm trying to say. Spit it out, Jay. Right. Step forward, throw your shoulders back and stand up for yourself with passion. Speak up for those less fortunate. Be impeccable in all your actions. This isn't the time to be timid and pull back. Don't be limited by the beliefs of others. I mean, there's a theme coming up there. Use your passion to make a difference. Courage doesn't mean that you aren't afraid. Fearless means fearless. Kant's got something similar. Acknowledge your fear and take action anyway. Make a stand. You are strong and powerful and have great value within yourself. And remember that courage doesn't feel like courage. Courage doesn't feel wonderful. Courage feels like you are crap in your pants with fear. That is courage to still do it. It is an action. It is acting or doing something or saying something or whatever it is. Commit something when you feel like you can't. When you have every reason not to do something and you still do it, that's courage. I say that because often, when, you know, I've heard this often, like, I don't have the courage to do it, I'm afraid, or, you know, whatever. And it's like, no, the courage would be to do it, to take a step. There might be every reason in the world to not do something. You just need one. You just need one. And I'll give you one. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? That's what the Wheel of Fortune in the present is saying to you. So we have Turtle coming up as your animal spirit card. And it says ancient soul, grounded, trusting, at home in the self. That's what it comes down to at the end of the day. It is wonderful to be in the presence of a turtle personality. Like the beaver, the turtle has a strong relationship with the earth and water element. Sorry, with the earth and water element simultaneously. This helps to ground and connect them to the deeper truths of life, no matter where their travels lead them. Turtle energy is behind all great writers and storytellers as they collect life experiences under their shells for later use. The most potent turtle energy helps us close all the other books and begin to tell our own true tale. When in balance, peaceful, adventurous, and productive. When out of balance, slows down to a halt. To bring into balance an adventure. So what's an adventure? What would be an adventure for you? Now, it's strange. I was reading that turtle message to you just now. And I remembered this story. And think it's a Hemingway story, if I remember correctly. Maybe is it Ernest Hemingway? I think so. And it's The Snows of Kilimanjaro. It's a very short story. I'm sure you can find the audiobook of it. It's something like 40, 50 minutes on YouTube. I think there's a version with Charlton Heston narrating it that's on YouTube. Anyway, let me know on Discord if you can't find it, or you want a reminder, you want a link, someone remind me, especially if you're in Discord, because I find it easier to do it on Discord, and I will share it if I don't remember after this. Otherwise, I'll post it on Discord if I remember. And he is a writer, and he's thinking about, this is the thing that's potent about this turtle energy, he's thinking about all these events that have happened to him, right? Of that he, the fact that he did this and he did that. And he's chiding himself, saying that, you know, all of these stories that I was collecting, thinking that one day I'll write this and one day I'll do that, and I never did it. I haven't done it. I haven't written any of those stories, and yet I collected them. And I want you to think of it that way, that whole one day. I mean, that's what this speaks to. That one day is now, when this card shows up. Wheel of Fortune is Jupiter. Jupiter's in your 10th house. So this would be your career, your right now. What is it to do? What is it that you have to do? What is it that no one can stop you now? No one can stop you. Like, trust me, no one can stop you. And you've got courage coming up. That's what it takes, is courage. Which, when you need courage, strength card, it shows you that that's within yourself. That within your own shell. Like, you've got you. That's all you need to say. I've got me. No one else likes it. I will love that I did this. No one else reads my book. I'm not writing it so it was read. I'm writing it because I have this story to tell. Everyone thinks you're nuts for wanting to go to that crazy part of the world. And it's like, but I owe it to myself to do this. I'm also going to say this. Be inspired by your regrets. Be inspired by your regrets. Not the ones that you already regret, but that I will regret this if I don't do this. Like, win, lose or draw, I will regret it. Let's see, I'm going to grab this deck and let's start looking at your tarot cards. Right, Leo. Let's start with that Five of Swords. I mean, this is why, I mean, we're going from a very kind of mentally chaotic place to a very emotionally chaotic place. If this reading doesn't quite do, if you check out the Cancer one, there's a lot around chaos in that. And I have a feeling almost that that Cancer reading may speak to you from what you've just been through. I just want to say that to you. Just consider it. That Cancer is, there was a lot around healing chaos, agents of chaos. So check it out. I know this is very egotistical thing that all of us do, and not just you guys, me too, when I'm watching stuff, which is now I just want to watch the Aquarius one, just the Aquarius, that's you know. But doing readings for all the signs, I know how much I get from doing all the signs. So often, you know, I will listen to other signs and messages, even when I'm watching other people pull things and do whatever, because is there even any reason for the because? It's, why wouldn't it apply to us, right? Why wouldn't it apply to us? Especially as Cancer's your 12th house. And that's where we usually have a blind spot. So check it out. Like, you know, if you need help with this chaotic stuff, check out Cancer, but from a place of, that's what I've just gone through. See it from that. You're in that earth part of it now that I talked to Cancer about. Right. Past, Five of Swords. This is blind ambition. This is that, right, I'm going to do it. Whatever it takes, I'm going to do it. And here's the thing that I get from this. I'm going to do what I did for Cancer, which I'm just going for your reading without needing the clarifiers first and foremost. Because this is your message. Right, I'm ready to do it. Blind ambition. I'm going to do it. Facing forward. Sword forward. Truth forward. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to go do this. But it was almost like you left your back uncovered. The Four of Pentacles I can see here. You know when he's holding onto the pentacles? And this crept up to you, crept up to you from behind you. You weren't prepared, were you, for support, lack of support, how you feel about other people, You may have felt betrayed. You may have felt let down. I don't know. Like, you know, whatever it can be. In the past, even what went on in the past, you might feel like you're at a low point in terms of support, in terms of, you know, connection to your family, to your friends, whatever it may be. We got the Five of Cups here. So that's part of this. Part of this is, you know, I don't have the support, or I regret having supported this, or that I should have worked more. You know, the shoulds that we do. Could have, would have, should have. You know, that whole stuff of, I wish I'd had more connections, or get not given so much a relationship, or whatever it may be, right? But there's regrets here around support and stories around that. So mentally all ready to go, emotionally not so much. And this is what happens when, you know, when we're trying to deal with things, but we keep putting them on the back burner, right? When it's like, oh no, I can't deal with that, or I'm not ready for that, or whatever it may be. Seven of Swords. We do Seven of Swords long enough, we always end up at the Ten of Swords. Which is, I'm not doing this. I don't want to take that risk. Oh, I don't like it. You know, I don't want it. I just don't like it. And we do that for long enough. It's bad. Like, it turns bad because that shit doesn't go away. It comes back stronger and more powerfully, and then it imprisons us with the Ten of Swords. So we're at this spot now where we're looking at, I need support. I want support. I don't know what to do with this relationship. I have regrets around this. I will regret this. Like, you know, regrets. That's a theme. That's what we're focused on here. No matter what's going on with all of this, and that's enough to be getting on with. Garlic, right? Enough to be getting on with here. The Wheel of Fortune says it's like the worst possible time. Let's use a Leo reference, right? So you are getting ready for your performance. It's the performance of your lifetime. You know someone's out there to come and, like, you know, a scout to, they want to get people to audition for something, or, you know, whatever. So this is it. You got the critic coming of, I don't know, whatever big major newspaper or whatever magazine or something, and you're in the dressing room. You don't feel well, right? You may have just got a phone call about something awful. You were late getting in. This isn't ready. That isn't ready. Everything is that. Someone's just knocked on your door. Hey, Leo, curtain call 5 minutes. What do you do? What do you do? What do you say? I'm not ready. I'm not ready, guys. Hey, use the understudy. I can't do it today. I'm not feeling it today. Now, the way that Leo is encouraged, myself included, I'm a Leo enabler, right? The way that whole diva, like, Leo's the diva, like, no, I don't like that, I don't prefer that, right? Or whatever, is shooting yourself in the fucking foot. That's what it will be. Think about it in that moment. I'm a lion, I'm a king or queen. I can't do this, right? Not even I can't do this, I don't want to. Like, really empowered. We come up from a really empowered place. I'm not feeling good. I'm just not, you know, I need to take care of myself today. I need to go pamper myself. I need to be by myself, you know, all of that. Now, we can justify anything in any way that we want. So on one level, yeah, you want to look at it from the narrow scope of, I'm not feeling good. This is what I don't need. Oh, I mean, I don't need this today, right? It looks really empowered. In the context of your career, in the context of time, in the context of opportunity, in the context of everything else, do you really have any other option than to go out on stage and do your best? Now, this is not about missing out on an opportunity. I don't say that, right? But it is that moment where you think, I've trained my whole life for this moment, right? My whole life. If whether you're an actor, sports person, whatever career you want to see yourself in, you know you're going to go out there and do it. You're going to do your best. You're going to do those vapors, the salts or whatever, right? Of to clear your if you're nasally or whatever, you're going to do whatever it takes in that moment. You those 5 minutes you got, you're going to get your shit together, and you're going to go out there and you're going to kill it. Now, even if you don't do your best, even if, I don't know, something happens, and that you will know that I did it. I stood up, I courageously went. I did my best in that moment. I took my shot. That's what this is about, taking your shot. Because win, lose, or draw outside of that. Now, when we come from a place, Five of Swords, of I need to win, I'm gonna do this from a place of winning, then we get that notion in our head of, if I am less than perfect, then I can't do this because I need to be perfect. And the only way I'm going to win is if I'm 100% perfect. No, that's not why you're doing it. You're doing it as an expression of you. You're doing it as this turtle, right? Of as an act of courage. You may be heading out into the storm. You may be getting battered by the you know, these emotions that might have come up for you in Pisces season. Look at garlic. Look at those waves, right? But are you going to miss your shot? Whatever that means to you. Whatever that means to you. And if you're the person who has been denying yourself and going out and performing every single night, right? So this is not about the show must go on. This is not that. This is something that you've been preparing for. This is for opening night, first night. If you're sat there, so let's flip the script on this, and you've done this every single night for the last 10 years, last year, last whatever, right? You've gone out there on stage and you perform the same act, then it still applies. It still applies. When that call comes, knock on the door, hey, you know, curtain up 5 minutes, everyone get ready. Is that the moment you say, no, I'm not doing this? I might have done it every single night for the last 10 years or whatever. I'm not doing it today. If not now, then when? If not you, then who? But you know what that pattern is. You know what the internal story is. And here's the thing, right? That then what you focus on, because it's got a focus of putting in that effort, the new thing that you're trying to do or move into, you don't know how to do it. You don't know how to do it. You've done the old you so long, the new you don't know. That's why it takes courage. But there's not enough boundaries in the world, right, to have you feeling prepared to go forward and do this. Because with the Eight of Pentacles coming up, this is about learning something. Look at this guy, right? You see him with the book in front of him? The candles have all burnt down. It's bloody daylight outside. He's still at it. Because that's what it will take now. The next part of this journey is going to come from learning how to do it. And it's earth energy. So it means by showing up and doing it. Eight of Pentacles, which is what this card is, or Eight of Coins in this deck, is Sun in Virgo. Think back to Virgo season. Think back to a promise you made yourself. Think back to, I mean, second house for Leo. That think about like what you decided, I'm going to make money this way, or this is how I value myself, or this is my worth, whatever came up for you in Virgo season. It was around the time, think about that the tail end of Venus in your sign. And you promised yourself, right? You promised yourself with that. No, I'm going to do more than this. I am more than this. You know, all of this stuff that came up. And I think it's taken you, and this is not a criticism. I think it's taken you that long to actually apply yourself to this. Not because you were just sitting around twiddling your thumbs, because you had to figure this out. You had to figure out your thing with boundaries, your thing with all of that stuff. So what was started in Virgo season, I think it's that new moon in Virgo, what ended in the full moon in Virgo in Pisces season, because it's ended, it's a way of dealing with life. It's a way, it's a perfectionism even. I told someone this recently, it's a Gary Vee quote, perfectionism is insecurity with lipstick on. That's all perfectionists are. And we dress it up with, oh no, I take pride in my work. I do this. And it's like, why do you need it perfect? Why? The devil is in the details, the Page of Pentacles tells us as the advice. What details? What are the details that we're looking at? Now, the details become very different when we realize over here, we're looking at winning and losing, reward and punishment. And that's all empty victory. This way of doing things is an empty victory. This way of doing it is empowering. It's a way of saying, no, okay, well, I've made this factor apply, right? I've decided that this is what matters. You know, let's go back to that Leo in the dressing room, right? that Leo would decide what matters, right? And that's what the Page of Pentacles says. Like, what matters here? The devil's in the details. What is it that we value? If it's like, you know, putting on the best performance of my life, I can't think of anything, a better performance than, you know, someone who says, hey, you know, I've got a cold. Or at the end of the show, it's like, hey, I had a cold, but I killed it. I did it because this means so much to me. I know the people that I am wowed by are the ones that do amazing things, but they have, like, you know, illnesses or trauma from their past or whatever. They do it despite that. The ones that don't find it easy and yet they go forward. Those to me are heroes. Think of the quote that I posted at the beginning of this. Is at the end of this video as well. That's basically your reading. Now let's expand on it. You know what? Five of Swords Tower, that is a blow to the ego. Both of them. They both mean that. I used to, when I first started learning cards, each major arcana had a minor arcana version, right? Five of Swords is the minor arcana version of the Tower. I'll get you one more. Actually, let's get it from the other day. There you go. Oh my gosh, right. Why am I saying, oh my gosh? Temperance is how we use what we have. The knowledge, the experience. It's the turtle. It's exactly this turtle. Please tell me if you go check out the story, The Snows of Kilimanjaro. I think I already shared it or talked about it on Discord a few months ago when I listened to it. But I'll find the link. I'll post it on there. Check it out. This is this. That's what temperance is. Is you can collect all this information, this data, this, you know, one day, or this is the dream, or this is the plan, or this is what I want to do, or this is who I am. But it's about liberating yourself from this tower. It's something kind of happened that was life-changing for you, which was a blow to the ego, right? Remember those two. But something happened around this. Now, let's have a look. What was the blow to the ego? And then go back to the garlic part, right, of what it said at the beginning, where we think someone's trying to, like, sabotage us or do something, and it's like, or was it a blow to the ego? Let's see, Ten of the Fool. Wow. All right. So look at this. Look at this Ten of Swords guy. You know, I say it all the time. Look, he's in a prison. He can't move without getting cut with those swords. And he's tied up. He looks naked and tied up, except he's not. He's holding his hands together. They're not bound together. The bindings are around his wrist, but they're cut. And so with the Fool coming up with that, it's to take the leap of faith, to take the risk, because we don't know how it's going to turn out, means not telling ourselves those stories, telling ourselves those stories will always be there. They're always going to surround us, but we're not imprisoned by them. That's where the courage comes in, right? Even though your mind's telling you you're going to fail, you screwed up, remember that happened last time, remember you tried it and it went wrong, or you just messed up or did whatever. It's where you say, okay, I know that, but I'm still, doesn't mean it's going to be like that in the future. This is a new experience I'm stepping into, to take a leap. And that is Uranus, that card, and Uranus is in Taurus, 10th house. Three of Cups, so whatever your stories are around support, they change, Hanged Man. Nobody, not a single person in the entire world will be able to give you a level of support that you are not capable of giving yourself. Just won't happen. Remember what I said to you guys, that this whole story's coming back. You know, you can do that. It's not that people don't support you. They will support you. But what you have to do, what you have to give up, to be that fed is to be a circus lion. Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to leave your freedom, right? That's this tower, this blood to the ego. This is an opportunity. This is a question. Are you going to give up who you are? You're not a free lion, king of the jungle. You're going to give that up. You're going to voluntarily, because no one can catch you, imprison you, right? You're going to voluntarily give up. This is the past. So I'm not saying it's going forward. You're going to give that up. You're going to stroll into the cage. You know, say lock the cage is cool. And for like, you know, a square meal a day, like three square meals or whatever, that, you know, they'll feed me. They feed me for a while. What happens when that person gets bored of you, or that work gets bored of you, or, you know, they can't be bothered to feed you anymore? Or they run out of food. Or a lion's not enough, now they want a panther or something, or, you know, they want to go off and do something else. What do you do then? That's what, there's a flip here with support and what support means and how you support and how you are supported. If you're like, you know, an apex predator and you're top of the food chain and stuff, like think about lions. When a lion kills, it doesn't just feed itself, right? Or its pride of lions. There's so many other, you know, animals in the jungle that benefit from that. If it's the hyenas that have the leftovers of the lion kills, if it's those like vultures and stuff that they eat the carrion, like so many rely on the lion doing this. Not because the lion goes around feeding them. Remember, that's the distinction. It's they show up, they do what they need to do, and that in and of itself benefits others. All right, let's see, five of cups. Three of shields, which are three of pentacles. And there's the five of swords again, bloody hell. Seven of Cups. What is the dream worth pursuing? What is the dream that is worth pursuing? I really ask yourself that. Whatever this plan is, whatever you want to do, is it worth pursuing? Three of Pentacles is your mind, body, and spirit coming together, but it also means that you may have to work with people and do things like to this is a kind of compromise. Now, compromise, I could do a whole talk on that. It's very complicated in of itself. What are we compromising? That's the thing. This is a kind of sacrifice, right? And this hangman's been coming up a lot, surrendering to something. We all need support, and we all need to support one another. Like, that's non-negotiable. But how do we do that? And supporting someone does not mean enabling bad behavior. Like, think about it. As a lion, if I said to you, right, hey Leo, I need help, and you're a lion, you're like, cool Jay, I'll help you. What do you need help with? Now, if I said, well, I think I want a pet lion and I'd like you to be the pet lion, do you think you could get into that cage for me and I'll feed you and stuff, I promise, would you do it? Hopefully you'd say, fuck off, no, I'm not doing it. If I wanted help from you, I'd want help from you being a lion. I'd be like, hey, I'm scared to walk down this street. Could you walk with me? Like, no one's going to mess with me if there's a lion with me and stuff. And you're like, cool, I'll do it. Because I'm not asking you to be anything other than you are. Now, that's a dynamic that I want you to consider. Where are you asking either someone else to be other than they are, or you're asking yourself to be something other than you are? Because that's the Three of Pentacles. Each one of them has to be who they are. The monk, the spiritual advisor, the architect with the plan, he has to be who he is. The guy building the cathedral in the Three of Pentacles, you know, in the Rider-Waite. They each have to be who they are for this thing to happen. They have to work together, each one of them as they are. So with the Five of Swords, remember, the Five of Swords is blind ambition. It's an Aquarius card, but it's conflict. And if you have, I mean, look, have a look outside of yourself. Five of Cups, emotional turmoil. Why? Why is that coming up? And it's really difficult to get more specific than that, because how could I? I don't know what that is, what that dynamic is in your life, right? Because we build it strong together, and yet the Five of Swords person wants to win. So what is that dynamic? How is that coming up for you? There's something that comes up around this as well, about using people, being used, that kind of thing, right? The ends justify the means. No, they do not. Every human being is an end unto themselves. The ends do not justify the means. What the ends, if you think about the dream, what is a dream worth pursuing? What it justifies, right? What it justifies is you being yourself. As long as you can say that. This is a theme coming up for everyone. You know, part of me is thinking, I've got to Leo and I keep saying this message. Did I need to do bloody personal these readings this month? I did them just because of my own curiosity. But I'm wondering if the Aries cheat sheet would have been enough for this. We shall see. Let's have a look at what the Wheel of Fortune is saying. And the other thing around this is Five of Swords, the Five of Swords here, right, is here is a blow to the ego, but this is recognition of what that ego means, right? It's recognition of that. What does that mean? So in the Five of Wands, it's, or even in Aries, right, it's metal sharpening metal, or iron sharpening iron, that you show up. If you and me were warriors, right, and we're going to go toe-to-toe to each other, I will honour you as a warrior and bring my A-game. But it would be my honour to battle with another warrior who is worthy of, like, you know, that. That's how we honour each other. I'm not encouraging fighting and stuff. I'm just using that as an example, an extreme example. But with this... But we know what we're fighting for. We know what we're trying to build. We know what we're planning for the future. We know what is a dream worth pursuing. Now, that is a lot going on there, emotionally, mentally. Who do I work with? How do I do this? What is the dream? I wonder if the Knight of Pentacles comes out. Well, you got the Page of Pentacles. It doesn't need to come out. Because the Wheel of Fortune here is saying, well, you know, my brother said, if not now, then when? If not you, then who? Seven of Wands, what do you stand for? Is it worth defending? Is it worth fighting for? Like, these are the questions now you have to ask yourself. The Seven of Wands is the warrior spirit card. Three of Wands, which is you focus on it. Expectations must be based on the actions that you take. And this guy turns his back on what does not matter and he becomes focused on the direction he wants his ships to come from. That's where he's putting all of his energy, all of his actions to that. Yeah, the happily ever after, Ten of Cups. This is very expansive energy. This is, I know what I stand for. I know what I, which direction I want to focus on, what I'm going to... But do you see this Ten of Cups? That is a sharing of love. I said this to Aquarius, I think it was in Pisces season, where... It's not the cause that matters. Like, the ends does not justify the means. Like, just because I want to save all the elephants, right? It doesn't mean I can go around like just shooting poachers in the head. Oh, but they're going to hurt the elephants. No. That means what I'm spreading throughout the world is anger. What I'm spreading through the world is blood and violence and saying that's how we resolve things. There's nothing that justifies anything else like that. The tarot is the journey of the fool through the tarot. It's always the fool who's experiencing this stuff. That's what we do in Aries season. We decide on the I as we go forward. It's the, because next season it'll be the I that you create here will be the one that values. I value in Taurus season. But that I is the most important part. Because who does the valuing? The person that you are in Aries season, that you develop that identity. And it's your ninth house, right? So this could be about learning something new, adventuring, doing all sorts of stuff. I don't know. But, you know, in Gemini season, that will be, that is the, whatever comes up here is the one that thinks, is the one that feels in Cancer, is the one that will, you know, that shines in bloody Leo season, is the one that analyzes in Virgo, is the one. So you change it here, everything else changes. It's when we're unwilling to change the I that everything remains the same year in, year out. Let's see. Eight of Pentacles in the future. There's a lot of distractions. You need to put down the distractions, my lovelies. King of Cups. Love this King of Cups. Yeah. All right. So Page of Wands, very lighthearted, very inspired, playful. There's a playful energy. But if the Eight of Pentacles is about focus, effort, right? I'm going to learn this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to focus on this. This is my long-term security and stability. The Ten of Wands coming along, like, yeah, but after I've done this, after I've, like, you know that. And be careful that you're not carrying other people's burdens either with that Ten of Wands. King of Cups here is emotional intelligence. He's been coming up a lot. But why does he come up? Well, this is about being emotionally invulnerable because you know what your emotions mean. Like, this is not putting on an act or a front. The more comfortable you are with your own emotions and who you are, right? The less you don't take them so seriously. And that doesn't mean if you're not, I don't know, like, let me think. It doesn't matter what I go through. I can laugh about it. Now, at one time in my life, me laughing about what I was going through was hiding behind the humor, right? I own it. It was hiding behind the humor. It was self-deprecating humor because I got to hide behind it. It's funny, right? Everyone laughs. It's all good. But it's very much changed and developed. But I do keep an eye on this area of myself because I know I've got a tendency for self-deprecating humor. Is to know that I'm not controlled by that emotion, right? So I'm a humorous person. Like, I like laughing at things. I think the day I stop being able to laugh at things, like, I'm ready to check out a life, right? You know, because I can always laugh at things. And we must be able to laugh at, or not laugh, I'm not saying ha ha he, but to be more playful with our energies. It's like, yeah, of course I'm triggered by this. Like, me and my friends always do this, which is like, you know, of course I had a dream about my ex. Of course I had whatever. It's not the end of the world. It's not a bird. It's natural. I'm a human being. I'm a feeling human being. Of course, you know, when things go rough, I'm going to think about the last place that I was safe. Or when I feel unloved, of course I'm going to miss the other person. And when you look at it from that way, from a more playful way, it's not a burden. It's something that inspires you. You recognize that ability to find inspiration in the darkness, no matter where it is, because you carry that light within yourself. Let's look at the advice. Page of Pentacles. Yeah, look at this. Four of Pentacles. This is what I meant when I said you left your back exposed in some ways, the past from something like. This can happen when we're trying to get everything perfect where we are. We forget that stuff creeps up in us from behind. Ace of Swords. All right, one more. That's a decision, guys. At the very least, a decision is called for. Oh, gosh. Right. Page of Pentacles, devil's in the details, right? But the Four of Pentacles is like, yeah, but I'm looking at the details that make sure I'm safe and secure and certain. Nothing ventured, nothing gained is what the Four of Pentacles says. So a decision needs to be made. Ace of Swords. Swords are our thoughts, our beliefs, our ideas, and how we communicate them. This is a new way of communicating, a new way of decision making. And I've talked about that. I mean, I've walked you guys through that over the last couple of weeklies. That's what it's been, right? Blasting the past and how do we make these decisions? Time to move forward. Head and heart balanced, right? Five of Cups, Five of Swords. Time to move forward. How do we move forward? I'm telling you, Virgo energies. Because think back to last Virgo season. Think back to the full moon in Virgo last month. With the Merlin coming up, which is the Hermit. he is not affected by anything or anyone around him. The next step, the way forward, what he focuses on, what he's playful with, whatever he does, it's based on his own lantern. It's very empowering. I am the only one that has the power to affect change in this situation. I'm the only one. So what am I going to do? Hopefully you're going to let me know what you get up to, how you use this energy, how you incorporate. It's a very powerful reading. Hopefully you can feel that at the very least. But there you go, my lovelies. Those are your messages. I love you guys very much. I will see you next time. But that's all for now. Goodbye.